York College once again opened its doors to students yesterday after serving as an emergency shelter in the wake of Hurricane Sandy. WBAI's Lucas Ruckhaus was at the school and spoke with President Marsha Keyes about the recovery process.
Well, for us, the difficult part was really seeing the human suffering that was here. We were home to some 800 or so people, families, individuals, couples, children, who had lost their homes as a result of Hurricane Sandy. And so I think the human part of it was really quite concerning, not only to me, but to the workers who were on the front lines, to those few students who found themselves here, to our faculty, and certainly our staff.
The Office of Emergency Management that's being assisted by FEMA and other federal and city agencies. Have they been providing efficient help to the college?
Oh, yes, they have. There were, you know, scores and scores of the individuals who were working together, whether they were from the Office of Emergency Services, whether they were from some of the hospitals in the area, whether they were volunteers, whether they were UROC, some of the acronyms I don't even know, whether there were people from the Army, and of course, most recently, we had a cohort of 20 or so young people who came from Minnesota and Montana who were part of the AmeriCorps. So everybody really worked in collaboration and in partnership to assure safety, security, that people were fed, and that people were able to live with a degree of dignity until they could find someplace else to go.
Has the larger CUNY system been involved or been coordinating with each other, with other colleges?
Absolutely. We were not alone. We were not singular in this. All of our campuses were engaged on some level, continue to be engaged. In fact, we were on a call today. Lehman and Queens right here still have people on campus. The central office, as we fondly call it, that's the CUNY Central, we're very much in the leadership of this. Every day, twice a day, we had conference calls just to see where people were, to see if we could lend help to each other, and also for someone at central office, in this case, Alan Dobrin, who is our senior vice chancellor, who was sort of the link between us as CUNY and the city.
York was sheltering 840 people, 100 of them families, and 200 people with serious medical needs as well. Mm-hmm. How quickly was a shelter for them erected, and how are the people who need medical treatment receiving it?
Well, of course, the building is here. So we merely, we left our building on one day as a classroom, as classrooms and so on, and another day it was a home. So that piece of it really started to happen as early as Friday evening as the news of the storm emerged. And all of those things, water, food, cots, blankets were brought in. By Sunday, people started to arrive because they started to know that they needed to leave their zones and come into a safe place. By Monday, of course, the place was fully occupied. And then by Tuesday, Wednesday, and so on, people continued to come in. Now, the special needs folk were separated. They're still here, by the way. We have 154 people still in our health, phys ed, and wellness building. And that is really being run by members of the city health and hospitals, in particularly the New York Department of Health and Human Services, Department of Homeless Services, and the Disaster Medical Assessment Team.
Learning from this disaster, is there anything that could be improved upon should York be called upon to provide these services another time?
I think our concern, quite frankly, was once many of the other colleges were able to be vacated, we were on the tail end of that. And we did become a bit concerned, quite frankly, that while officially CUNY was able to open most of the campuses on Friday of last week, even though there was a light return to class, we were not able to do that until today. And that really had to do with the city being able to provide the individuals who were here someplace comparable, not their homes, they couldn't go back there, someplace comparable. And that took a little bit of time. And so I think the conversation that we would want to say we learned, the takeaway for us is we would want to understand through CUNY and through the folks in the city just how long a time we can commit to.
Marcia Keys is the president of York College. She spoke with WBAI's Lucas Reckhouse.